What is up, guys? My name is Alexa Reeves, and I will be your witch and host on today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. I just cracked open a brand new Bota box of Pinot Grigio. I've been on a Pinot kick. I'm not ashamed to admit it. The weather's been beautiful recently, so a little chilled sweet white wine to kind of end your day is where we're at. But today, we are going to take a brief dive into the Zodiac. I'm going to give you guys the meanings, some definitions, the more common vocabulary that's used with all of the signs. We'll be covering mostly the sun signs as we go through this little mini series here. And I'll give you just some interesting facts about each sign, as well as some traditional personality traits and some of the more dark side personality traits of each sign. I'd like to remind everyone that your spirituality and religion is as unique as your fingerprint. What we say here is in no way the definitive rule on any topic, merely a jumping off point for you to begin your exploration into the amazing and complex world around you. So, with air that inspires us, earth that grounds us, fire that enlightens us, and water that moves us, let's take a crash course into the signs of the Zodiac, shall we? So what is the Zodiac? What is it? We hear it all the time. It's in the papers. I think it's still, your little horoscopes are still published above the crossword puzzles. What the Zodiac is where we've taken the traditional 12-month calendar and we basically mapped out onto the span of time that a calendar covers, as well as the spans of time that each planet in our solar system is taking its lap around the sun. We took all of that, those 12 houses, those 12 months, and divided it up into each individual zodiac. A lot of times when you see this represented, it looks like a pie. And each little slice of pie, each little one slice of the 12 whole pies, is a representation of that house, which is where specifically all the planets were at the time, and the sign that it represents. So your zodiac sign and any of your rest of your natal chart signs are governed by the placement of the planet and stars at the exact time and location of your birth. You can map your entire natal chart with the placement of each celestial body. Each planet in our solar system rules over certain aspects of your personality, of your thoughts. And depending on which house or which little piece of pie that planet is in and how close it is to the next sign determines a lot of behavior, determines a lot of personality traits, and it affects you. The belief is that where these celestial bodies are and what they're doing at the time do genuinely affect you and how you conduct yourself. Most people genuinely are just exposed to their sun sign, which is where the sun literally was hanging out when you were born. That's the traditional sign. If you typically ask someone, hey, what's your sign? If you're doing that CD pickup line at the bar, it's typically the sun sign is what someone is telling you. This is your ego. This is your identity. This is like who you are in the briefest Twitter snap you can give yourself. In a future episode, we will dive into planets and controls and the domains and the whole natal chart, because that is beautifully mind-boggling. But today, I am going to cover our social, observant, and animated air signs in our zodiac. We are going to talk about Libras, Aquarius, and Gemini signs. So, starting us right off, we have Libras. If you were born between September 23rd and October 22nd or thereabout, you are a Libra. You are represented by the cosmic scales. You are named after the constellation in the sky of Libra, represented by those lovely balancing scales. Libras are a cardinal sign, and cardinal signs mean that your strengths are in leadership, your initiation, your assertiveness. Cardinal signs always start projects. They come first. They're the first ones out the door. Libra is associated with the planet Venus. Libra shares the planet Venus with Taurus, nicely. And Venus covers love and beauty. And it is also associated with the Justice card in the major arcana of the tarot, because you know I'm going to throw tarot in there. Libra is ruled and sits in the seventh house of the zodiac. So if we counted seven little pie slices out, we would find Libra. And in that house, it governs partnerships. It governs both personal partnerships, but more business and collaborative partnerships. Traditionally, most Libras you can describe as diplomatic, urbane, romantic, charming, easygoing, social, idealistic, and relatively peaceable. Some of the dark side personality traits you could use are indecisive, they're changeable, gullible, easily influenced, flirtatious, and definitely self-indulgent. What you'll discover the more you learn into the zodiac is when you start to learn more about signs, you'll immediately associate it with that one friend or that one family member, and you'll start to think of that person immediately when someone says those signs. So I have several Libras in my life that I know and love dearly. They are a great, great balance to my watery tempo, but the air signs are always so, they're literally up for anything. Moving on into our air signs, we have Aquarius. If you were born between January 21st and February 19th or thereabout, you're an Aquarius and you are represented by the constellation Aquarius, which is the water bearer. It's a symbol of a person or a creature literally holding a vase or a mason of water, which is interesting that it's a water bearer, but you're an air sign. I've always, any Aquarius you meet will usually have an opinion on why that is. Aquariuses are fixed signs, meaning their strengths are in organization, stability, reliability, determination. Fixed signs are kind of not stuck in their way, but definitely harder to change. Once they've made up their mind, that's it. They're good there. Aquariuses are associated with the planet Uranus. Uranus is a planet of change and individuality. It's also associated with the lovely star card in the tarot deck. It's ruled by the 11th house in the zodiac, which governs technology, luck, dreams. And combining that with the individuality that Uranus gives, a lot of traditional Aquarius traits are, they're friendly, they're humanitarians, they're honest, they're loyal. They're original, they're inventive, they're independent, and they're definitely intellectuals. Some of the dark side personality traits you brush up against are they're intractable, they're contrary, they're perverse, they're unpredictable, they're unemotional, and they're detached. I know several Aquarius personally, and I love to describe the Aquariuses as the I love you, bro sign of the zodiac, because there's definitely depth to them. They are very complex signs, but they keep everyone at an arm's length, and they're more likely to kind of punch you in the arm and say, ah, I love you, buddy, than they really are to ever bear their soul to you, because they are such a little unique sign in the zodiac. Moving on to our last air sign, we have our Geminis. If you were born between May 21st or 22nd and June 21st, you are a Gemini. You are represented by the constellation, the celestial body Gemini, of the twins, meaning two individual people stuck together. If you're a Gemini, you're a mutable sign. Mutable signs are flexible, they're adaptable, they're really good at communication, and they're changeable. They're literally like the clay of the zodiac. If cardinal signs are the spark, if fixed signs are the stick in the mud, then mutable signs are the clay. These signs tend to be a lot more adaptive. Geminis are associated with the planet Mercury. Geminis share that planet with Virgo, nicely enough. And Mercury governs information, processes, intelligence, communication. They're associated with the Lover's card in the tarot deck, because there are two people usually on the Lover's card, which I love. The Gemini sits in the third house, in our little third slice of pie there, and the third house rules all things communication. Traditionally, Geminis are adaptable and versatile. They love communicating. They do enjoy a good written communication, a well thought out email. They enjoy text messages with accurate punctuation. They're witty, they're eloquent, they're pretty youthful and lively. On the dark side, sometimes you find that Geminis can be really nervous. They can be tense. They can be superficial. They can be inconsistent, cunning, and they can be inquisitive to a fault. Like they'll question everything and then question it again and just one more time to make sure they got the answer right. Geminis a lot of times get a bad rep for being two-faced. That is so untrue. Just because the sign is represented by two people, two twins there, doesn't mean it's two different personalities living in one body. A lot of times I like to think of Gemini as they have a reserve tank, basically. They get to be the sign that they are, and they get to be, you know, loud and lively and communicative and really clever. And then typically when the rest of us of the signs would kind of tap out and go, okay, I'm done, Geminis have that second tank. They have that reserve burst of energy to get them to keep going, rather than thinking of them as traditionally two-faced anything. These are, I'll remind you, brief snapshots of each sign. This is like the Snapchat story, the Twitter of each zodiac sign here. There are dozens of nuances that entangle each sign. Some of these things that I've said, if you are a Libra, an Aquarius, or Gemini, some of these things will be relatable. Some of this you are not going to have any connection or resonate with at all. Not only does the rest of your natal chart influence who you are and how you act, but also your environmental factors, genetic predispositions, all have a bearing on the certain traits that we display. But the sun signs are a great way to literally know thyself. Whenever someone talks about, you know, inconsistencies in the zodiac, I always remind them, like, this is just a great way to start learning about yourself, to start becoming self-aware, to start exploring and uncovering and figuring out, well, which of this does apply to me and doesn't apply to me, and why doesn't it apply to me, or why do I relate to that? And as someone who has been a proud Scorpio for all of her 28 years, I highly recommend doing your exploration with a friend and a bottle of wine if you can. You guys, that's going to conclude our air signs for our zodiac brief here. We will dive into the natal charts at a later episode, but for now, join me on the next one and we will capture the next signs. We are going to cover are going to be the earth signs.